Rejoice with me this day. Rejoice. For today we celebrate the beginning of our redemption, with the promise fulfilled to Adam and Eve that he would send a woman, obviously a very special woman, and with her son, her seed, it says in the scriptures, never before has it been said that a woman had seed. The seed belongs to the man. And yet, there is no man. There is only God Almighty. That is to be the Father, the eternal Father of the eternal Son, who is to be born of her. From the very beginning of creation, she was set up, as it says here in a magnificent pericope of the Book of Wisdom. And so, she is set up to be immaculate, sinless. She is prepared to become the mother of the Son of God. And thus she is in the mind of God with him. And as she says in most beautiful poetical form, which was most beloved of the ancients, she is there playing as his child before God, playing before the Son of Man, she who was to cherish to be the mother of all mankind through her Son, Jesus Christ, playing before them. And this testifies to the fact that there is total innocence. Those who are guilty cannot play before God. Only those who are sinless. In heaven now, she continues. And then she continues to play with us, the children of God, the children of men. And especially those of us who follow him, who obey him. As she says, towards the end of this pericope, ye children, hear me. Blessed are they that keep my ways. And what are her ways? Her ways are identical to the ways of her son. She is never separated from him, not from the very first moment of her conception, which we celebrate today. Hear instruction and be wise. Only those who follow Christ, only those who follow her, are going to be wise. Those who do not follow Christ, those who do not follow his most holy and immaculate mother, are not wise. Be wise and refuse it not. Refuse what? The testimony of God, the testimony of the scriptures, the testimony of the prophets, which we read here also in the Book of Wisdom. Hear instruction and be wise. Refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me. And watchful and watcheth daily at my gates. What are her gates? Her gates are the gates of a garden enclosed, which only the Messiah can enter and come out, and yet it remains enclosed because she is perpetually a virgin. Blessed is he that watcheth daily. In other words, always. Now, of course, we sin. And we have, thank God, the gift of confession, the gift of baptism. But it is better if we do not sin. We are closer to him and to her if we watch daily at her gates. Blessed is he who waiteth at the post of my doors. We await her blessings and her messages that he sends to us through her. We await the return of her Son at the end of time. But we also await him at Christmas, the first coming. And we await him when he comes to us through grace, which always comes through her, the mediatrix of all graces. She is the neck of the body through which all graces flow. And blessed are they that are ready to receive it without sin, without guile, without evil. And they shall find life and shall have salvation from the Lord. Of course, all the fathers of the church, and for many centuries we have believed this doctrine of the faith, which after many, many centuries of petitions and pleadings from the doctors and bishops of the church was declared a dogma on this day in 1854 by His Holiness Blessed Pius IX of happy memory, with the whole world in admiration, in the presence of which she has declared that which has always been believed, that which has never, ever been separated from him, that she is indeed the Virgin Mother of God. Blessed are they who shall find life and shall have salvation from the Lord. And today also, other than the magnificent propers, which we don't have time to explore, but which you hopefully will meditate on your own, we have this magnificent pericope of the Gospel from St. Luke, who heard it from her. There was no one else who was there. He heard it from her, by the will of her Son, Jesus Christ. At that time, the angel Gabriel was sent by God. He is an angel, indeed an archangel, and thus he is sent by God. That is the role of angels, to come from God to us, to deliver the most important messages. And he went to Galilee, to the city of Nazareth, to a virgin espoused, engaged, to a man named Joseph. A man named Joseph, who, as the fathers of the church have taught in many revelations, also was without sin. He was a descendant of David, because it had to be that both the mother and the putative father, because he was not the real father, were of the house of David. And thus he was prepared also, as we see in his life. And the angel comes in and declares that which we believe, that many do not believe, who say they believe in the scripture. Well, the angel speaks not his own word. He cannot. He speaks the word of God, directly from God. Ave gratia plena. Ave carica Domine, full of grace. There is not one cell in her being, physical or spiritual, that is not filled with grace, with the life of God, with the presence of God. Carica Domine, Ave gratia plena. The Lord is with you. It is not a desire. It is not in the subjunctive, as it is in the Mass, Dominus sit vobiscum. May the Lord be with you. The Lord is with you. There's no desire there because it's already there. It's present. It is the will of God that he is in her, in the grace, in his life that he has given to her at the moment of her conception, holding back original sin, which he did only for three persons, at her conception, at Jesus' conception, and then after his conception, but after his already being cleansed, St. Joseph, and much later on, St. John the Baptist, who would be his first prophet. Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus. Blessed art thou among women. What women? All women. There is not the likes to her. All other women are born in sin and must be delivered from sin by her Son and by her intercession. Blessed art thou among women, because from thee has come life to all mankind, in such a way that today we celebrate the actual beginning of our salvation. So rejoice with me, I say. Again, I say, rejoice. The Lord has outpoured his life, his grace upon this holy and magnificent virgin from Nazareth, because she is the mother of the Son of God. She is the spouse of the Holy Spirit. She is the beloved and pure daughter of God the Father. How wonderful is this day. How blessed are we who have the holy Catholic faith that encompasses all of the scriptures, all of the fathers, and all the gifts that God has given unto us. Ave Maria, gratia plena. In nomine Patris et Filii, Spiritus Sancti. Amen.